Psalm 102. Prayer in time of distress. The prayer of one afflicted and wasting away, whose anguish is poured out before the Lord. Lord, hear my prayer, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me, now that I am in distress. Turn your ear to me, when I call, answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke, my bones burn away as in a furnace. I am withered, dried up like grass, too wasted to eat my food. From my loud groaning I become just skin and bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake and moan, like a lone sparrow on the roof. All day long my enemies taunt me. In their rage they make my name a curse. I eat ashes like bread, mingle my drink with tears. Because of your furious wrath, you lifted me up just to cast me down. My days are like a lengthening shadow, I wither like the grass. But you, Lord, are enthroned forever. Your renown is for all generations. You will again show mercy to Zion. Now is the time for pity. The appointed time has come. Its stones are dear to your servants. Its dust moves them to pity. The nations shall revere your name, Lord, all the kings of the earth your glory. Once the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in glory, heeding the plea of the lowly, not scorning their prayer. Let this be written for the next generation, for a people not yet born, that they may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from the holy heights, viewed the earth from heaven, to attend to the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. Then the Lord's name will be declared on Zion, the praise of God in Jerusalem, when all peoples and kingdoms gather to worship the Lord. God has shattered my strength in mid-course, has cut short my days. I plead, O my God, do not take me in the midst of my days. Your years last through all generations. Of old, you laid the earth's foundations. The heavens are the work of your hands. They perish, but you remain. They all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you change them, and they are changed. But you are the same. Your years have no end. May the children of your servants live on. May their descendants live in your presence.